Fiscal Update is a compilation of brief news articles published by the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency throughout each month. The articles cover actions taken at meetings of state boards and commissions, news releases from state agencies, updates on the status of the state budget, reports on audits of state and local government, and other items of interest to legislators and their constituents. If you would like to receive email notifications when individual fiscal update articles are published, please go to www.legis.iowa.gov/subscribe, or you can follow us on Twitter at IowaLSA. To view all charts and graphs coinciding with these reports, please go to the Iowa General Assembly website at www.legis.iowa.gov. Click on the Publications tab at the top and then click on Fiscal Analysis in the gray area to the left. Under Fiscal Publications, click on Fiscal Update and search for a particular report. Fiscal Update, Fiscal Services Division, August 27, 2020, COVID-19 Pandemic Unemployment Assistance Program, August 27, 2020. The U.S. Department of Labor, DOL, announced on April 5, 2020, the publication of Unemployment Insurance Program Letter No. 16-20, providing guidance to states for implementation of the Pandemic Unemployment Assistance, PUA, program. The DOL provided additional guidance with the April 27, 2020 publication of Unemployment Insurance Program Letter No. 16-20, Change 1, and the July 21, 2020 publication of Unemployment Insurance Program Letter No. 16-20, Change 2. Under the PUA, individuals who do not qualify for regular unemployment compensation and are unable to continue working as a result of COVID-19, such as self-employed workers, independent contractors, and gig economy workers, are eligible for PUA benefits. This provision is contained in Section 2102 of the Federal Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security, or CARES Act, H.R. 748, enacted on March 27, 2020. Funding for the PUA benefits will be provided from federal funds. According to the Iowa Department of Workforce Development, IWD, the PUA program provides up to 39 weeks of unemployment benefits to individuals who are self-employed, independent contractors, nonprofit employees, or gig economy workers, as well as to individuals who are working part-time or who otherwise would not qualify for regular unemployment compensation or extended benefits under state or federal law or the Pandemic Emergency Unemployment Compensation, PEUC, program. A claimant can be compensated with this benefit beginning February 2nd, 2020, or the first week a claimant was unable to work as a result of COVID-19, whichever date is later. The last week this benefit is payable is the week ending December 26, 2020. This benefit also applies to anyone who has exhausted all unemployment insurance payment options at the state or federal level, including the PEUC program. The IWD reports that a total of approximately $4.5 million in PUA benefits have been paid for the week ending August 22, 2020. The IWD has reported weekly PUA benefit payments beginning with the week ending April 18, 2020, totaling approximately $107.1 million. The PUA benefits described and unemployment benefits of any kind are not available to employees who quit their job, refuse to return to work, or refuse to receive full-time pay. Attempts to collect payments after quitting a job could be viewed as fraudulent and will be further investigated by the IWD. The CARES Act specifically provides for serious consequences for fraudulent cases, including fines, confinement, and an inability to receive future unemployment benefits until all fraudulent claims and fines have been repaid. The LSA staff contact for this fiscal update is Ron Robinson, Senior Legislative Analyst with the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency, at 515-281-6256.